This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. There they have the ergonomic excellence waiting on you to come and try that. Bolt it up to your favorite hunting rifle, bolt gun, semi-automatic, shotgun, whatever it is, they've got it. This segment is brought to you by Taurus USA, safeguarding your Second Amendment rights. That is taurususa.com. We have this little ditty. When tax reform happened, the way they put it together was that within the states, they could not write off their state taxes when they did their federal taxes. So, in effect, the states that had really high taxes, they were getting the money paid to them. They were taking these people's money, but the people were able to offset it by doing the federal tax write-off, the deduction of their federal taxes. When that was taken away, the real effect of these high state taxes is being felt. It will be felt now for a while. So, coming out of the Wall Street Journal, we have this, they forecast, a guy named Arthur Laffer, who I think wrote the Laffer Curve, and Stephen Moore, I'm not sure if I'm right with Laffer, so don't hold me to that. They wrote in the Wall Street Journal, the years to come, millions of people, thousands of businesses, and tens of billions of dollars of net income will flee high-tax blue states for low-tax red states. This migration has been happening for years, but the Trump tax bill on the deduction for state and local taxes, or SALT, will accelerate the pace. Losers will be most of the Northeast, along with California. The winners are likely to be the states like Arizona, Nevada, Tennessee, Texas, and Utah. For years, blue states have exported a third or more of their tax burden to residents of other states. Places like California, where the top income tax rate exceeds 13%, that tax could be deducted on a federal return. Now that deduction for state and local taxes will be capped at $10,000 per family. So if you are a high income earner in Silicon Valley or Hollywood, which is, there's no middle class really in California nowadays to speak of, top tax rate that you actually pay just jumped from 8.5% to 13%. Welcome to California. Similar figures will hold if you live in Manhattan once New York City's income tax is factored in. So if you earn $10 million or more, your taxes might increase a whopping 50%. 90% of American taxpayers are unaffected by the change, but the high earners in places with hefty income taxes, not just California, New York, but also Minnesota, New Jersey, they're going to bear more of the true cost of their state government. And that's all this is. Also in big trouble are Connecticut and Illinois, where the overall state and local tax burden, especially property taxes, is so onerous that the high-income residents will feel the burden now that they can't deduct these costs on their federal returns. On the other side are nine states, including Florida, Nevada, Texas, and Washington, that impose no tax at all on earned income. So here these writers have put their finger on the real meaning of SALT. Prevents the rest of us from subsidizing the blue state model. by making the rich taxpayer in the blue states bear the true cost of all those goodies given out by their state governments. Those living in low-tax red states will no longer subsidize the irresponsible spending habits of blue states, like Illinois, where they're garnishing income from municipalities now. But they weren't done. Oh, no, they had more to say. Now that the salt subsidy is gone, how bad will it get for the high-tax blue states? Very bad. We estimate, based on historical relationship between tax rates and migration patterns, that both California and New York will lose on net about 800,000 residents over the next 3 years, roughly twice the number that left in 2014-2016. Our calculation suggests that Connecticut, New Jersey, and Minnesota combined will hemorrhage another roughly 500,000 people in that same period. Red states ought to brace themselves. The Yankees are coming, and they're bringing their money with them. But the exodus could puncture large and unexpected holes in the blue state budgets. Lawmakers in Hartford and Trenton have gotten a small taste of this in recent years as billionaire financiers have flown the coop and relocated to Florida. Now the migration is going to speed up, and it will raise real estate values in low-tax states and hurt them in high-tax states. Most of these areas are about to become Detroited. Financially Detroited, anyway. We are mobile. We are a very mobile society. We are a mobile industrialized civilization. There's nothing we can't build somewhere that can't be relocated or rebuilt somewhere else. Maybe expensive, but we can do it. The fact that we are a federal republic with 50 individual state governments makes choosing a place to live more than just a preference for climate or scenery. Now, high taxes generally bring with them a higher cost of living, some urban decay, some crime, and a lack of economic opportunity. Not to mention, you know, the 800-pound gorilla involved in this little thing. All of these states run by Democrats, all of these big cities within those big states run by Democrats. Yeah. And, you know, with few instances, most of these states very, very hard on gun owners. So California gun, you know, I've spoken to many California gun owners before, and I've said, why do you guys stay there? And they're like, it's our home. And they've been thinking they're fighting for their rights. And I get that. I do. I understand that they are fighting for their rights. I fully get that. But my question is, now that it is more economically advantageous for you to leave, are you going to still stay there and fight for your rights while you're, you know, bankrupted? How's that going to play? So maybe this is the time, like in California, there's 9 million gun owners in California. There's only 5 million residents where I live in my state, 9 million gun owners in California. Are you guys going to up and move? Come join me. Come to South Carolina. I need more gun owners in South Carolina. This is going to be bad. Because the other thing that nobody seems to be talking about is that the facade that has been there for the longest time of the blue states working is going to be ripped away. It's already indicative of how things are in these big cities right now, where like in, you know, in San Francisco right now, you might possibly trip over a syringe here or there, get one stuck in your shin or something. I don't know. But when you're considering all these things with this tax deduction that was allowed, they were able to have a semblance of, you know, if you suspended disbelief and you looked at things and you said, well, this is this way and that's that way, you could almost believe that it might be working. But for all of you that believe that the blue state way works, you're about to find out. Because there is no more camouflage now. Everything is out in the open. It is all out there. And it is coming home to roost. And you, California, New York, New Jersey, all of you states that have been doing this, you're about to see a lot of people heading for the border, taking their money with them. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, this is the ergonomic development, discovery, R&D that knows no peer. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. This next conversation is brought to you by Crossbreed Holsters, fighting for your Second Amendment rights. Check them out at crossbreedholsters.com. There, you know, when in the last election, everybody was talking about how Hillary's going to win. And I was looking at the events where Hillary would actually go and speak and the turnout that would not show up for her. And then there was an enthusiasm gap, right? Still, the story was that Hillary was going to win. Then I looked at the fact she wasn't going to certain states that was, you know, part of the bricks within what was called the Blue Wall. She just didn't go. I mean, even Barack Obama thought that was a dumb idea, and she didn't go. Plus, nobody liked her. That's a big thing. Now, Trump was speaking to all the frustrations of the nation, and he was completely unafraid of the media, which people like me really enjoyed. I really enjoyed him not caring about the media. I really enjoyed that. So, and then when he won, I was not particularly surprised. I think maybe a bunch of people were, but I was not one of them. Because nobody liked Hillary Clinton. Now we have this. Amy Walter of the respected Cook Political Report is asking the question, if the Democrats are doing so great, why don't they have a bigger lead on the generic ballot? Right now, the Democrats' lead in the generic ballot has gone from double digits last year to less than 7 points, according to several polls. And the reason would probably surprise you. Amy Walter says, here's my best guess. First, we tend to spend too much time looking at the margin instead of the vote itself. For example, the Quinnipiac poll in March had Democrats up 10 points. In April, that lead was just down to 3 points. In the headline, Democrats lose their lead. But let's take a closer look at what actually changed between March and April. In March, 48% said they'd like to see the Democrats win control of Congress, to just 38% who said they want Republicans. In April, 46% want to see Democrats in control, while 43% picked the GOP. So the Democrats dropped by 2 points and the GOP went up 8. And what does that mean? Well, that means that the Republicans are coming home. Even in a terrible year for the GOP, they are not going to perform much worse in the national vote than 43-44%. So in 2006, Republicans took 44% of the national House vote, even as many polls leading up to the election day showed them in the high 30s. And that, you know, that kind of percentage difference is big. In 2008, an even more politically horrific year for the GOP, the Republicans garnered 43% of the national House vote. So in both cases, Republican voters, many reluctantly, came home to the GOP in the end. And what's happening now is that those voters are coming home sooner. Coming home sooner. And that's a big deal. Given our intense polarization and a president and a news media that fans those partisan flames, this should not be surprising. So as disgusted as many of us have been with the party in the GOP, we're still far more likely to pull the lever for the Republicans rather than the Democrats, because the Democrats are socialists. And the Democrats are making it so easy. In some of the most competitive races around the country, the Democrats are insisting on nominating the pure progressives, the clones of Bernie Sanders, the clones of Elizabeth Warren, younger party members. They might be cheering for the radicals, but given that young voters historically don't vote in off-year elections unless there's some huge surprises, most of the far-left radicals are going to lose. And this gives the Republicans a chance to hang on to the House. But there's other factors that have to break their way for that to happen as well. The question is going to be, is where those who currently put themselves in the undecided category break. These are the people that are not really engaged in politics. And they are less attached to party and partisanship. And we lump this group into something we call the independents. And here's what we know about them. They don't like Trump. Overall, about one-third to 40% of self-described independent voters approve of the job Trump is doing as president. And as we know, how you feel about the president is correlated very closely with how you voted in a midterm election. In the latest Marist NPR PBS poll, which I don't know why we're quoting this one, but we are, April 10th, 13th, for example, Trump's job approval rating among independents is 38%. Of course, we don't. The thing about these polls, and, you know, I have said over and over again, don't listen to the polls. Vote the way you're going to vote. Don't worry about the polls. Don't care about the polls. We're going to win some. We're going to lose some. They're, you know, we're in the middle of something right now. We can't really afford to lose. But I vote. I'm the only one that controls my vote. I don't even control my wife's vote or my son's vote. I might drive them to the voting place, but I'm not in charge of them. So, getting out there and looking at this poll and looking at these numbers, this is primarily designed to keep you from going, oh, it's all is lost. Blue wave coming. Yeah. Late April Quinnipiac poll showed Trump with a 33% job approval among independents and a 36% of independents say they will vote for a Republican in the fall. So in the end, the fate of the GOP is going to be determined the same way it has always been, with turnout and approval of the president. And Democrats know this, and that's why they're trying to shape the narrative that makes a Democratic victory inevitable. Sort of like Hillary Clinton tried to make it seem inevitable. Perhaps even more will depend on the Democrats' ability to sideline their radicals and nominate more moderate candidates. But right now, at this particular moment, any talk of a blue wave is really premature. So premature, in fact, it's not even worth counting. And the Democrats know that, too. Democrats can't raise any money right now. I don't know what the deal is with some of this stuff, but the whole thing with the blue wave, that is vastly overrated. That it could turn the other way. And remember, Trump is not supposed to be the president, according to the polls. So listening to the polls is a fool's errand, really. Don't play that game. Play your game. Vote the way you want to vote. Be sure to vote, without a doubt. Vote for your people in these local elections. It's off year, but this adds to the foundation. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and
Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Coming to you live from the AR500 radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
You know, when you look at the Boyd's gun stocks and you look at the various shapes that they have, it is very apparent that they thought about you traditionalists that don't really want to go in that radical departure, that highly ergonomic climate, if you will. And then they have something altogether different where they have all these shapes and sizes for you to choose from. And it's all going to be based on what you think you need to have, what you think is going to work. So by all means, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. This next conversation is brought to you by Rock River Arms. Rock River, fighting for your Second Amendment rights. Check them out at rockriverarms.com. Yeti coolers. I haven't weighed in on the coolers. The Yeti cooler is a little bit like the discount from Delta Airlines, which in all In all candor, I'm flying Delta to the NRA annual meetup. And I'm going to do that because, I don't know of anybody else that is partnered up with anybody like the NRA, Gun Owners of America, Second Amendment Foundation, or any of those. And I would like to be comfortable during the flight. And the way I flew last time, and I'm not going to mention who that is, but it was a little bit like being in the cattle cars of yore when I was back in the military, when I was much more flexible. So I don't look at that as a big economic hit. I know a lot of people got really excited about that. Delta, for example, 13 people took advantage of that. So Yeti coolers, I've never used one. I have priced them. I have had car payments that were cheaper than the price of a Yeti cooler. A Yeti tumbler, little cup, the big cup that you might pour your cold or hot beverage in, is what, $50, $60 for a cup? So I've never been a Yeti cooler aficionado. Most of the time, if I'm looking for a cooler, I'm not looking for it to keep something cool for days, just for a few hours. And I'll go with the cheapest thing I can find. Now, Yeti, at first glance, a while back, decided to bail on the NRA Foundation by asking for the removal of their products and discontinued use of logos, etc. So we've seen this dance before. This is nothing new. This is not something we haven't experienced before. And, because even broken clocks are right twice a day, Marion Hammer appears to be correct. It looks like Yeti shot themselves clean right in dead center of their foot. And right now, the public relations price they're paying for whatever happened is horrible, and they deserve everything they get. Once again, if Marion is right. Now, Marion Hammer accuses Yeti of, pulling out of the NRA Foundation. Yeti then sends MLN News a statement essentially calling her account a lie. And then Marion doubles down and tells Yeti that they're full of you-know-what, and then offers up a triple down and writes, Yeti severed ties with the NRA is now engaging in damage control after a backlash from many of its customers. In early March, Yeti refused to place a previously negotiated order from NRA ILA, citing recent events as the reason, a clear reference to the tragedy in Parkland, Florida. Yeti then delivered a notice to the NRA Foundation that it was terminating a 7-year agreement and demanded that the NRA remove the Yeti name and logo from all NRA digital assets, as well as refrain from using any Yeti trademarks in future print material. While Yeti is trying to spin the story otherwise, those are the facts. While Yeti can choose to run from the NRA, they can't run from the facts. Whether this is due to their recent cancellation of their IPO, initial public offering, from their New York City owners is a question only they can answer. Now, a lot of people have started getting their video cameras out and filling up a Yeti cooler with Tannerite and then shooting it. Or merely just laying them out there and then just shooting them without Tannerite in them. There is a cooler out there called the RTIC, which I have not looked at. I haven't looked at the RTIC brand of cooler. It supposedly is one-third the price, and it's as good as the Yeti. So the backlash has been swift and painful for Yeti and whoever in the boardroom decided to do whatever they did in this political climate, whether it was innocent or not, blew it and helped make a massive statement to the PC crowd and the gun grabbers. And more importantly, this sends a message to any other company that thinks they might want to make us mad after pretending to be one of us. But this is a little more than that. This is more than just a cooler. This sends a signal that we're sort of sick of this. We're sick of this attack on lawful activity, on constitutional activity. We're fed up with being called murderers by a bunch of kids who don't qualify for a driver's license yet, or if they've got it, they haven't driven for 365 days in a row yet. We're tired of being spat upon by a bloodthirsty media who's always ready to push the anti-gun narrative, even when the data pushes it the other way. So in this case, the message is clear. If you pretend to be one of us and then decide to play politics with our loyalty to your brand, well, you're going to be dealt with in ways you're not really prepared for, in ways you can't possibly comprehend. This, for you, is that's got to be problematic. So we'll see where this goes. The mere appearance of abandoning support for millions of NRA members, which is any lawful gun owner, you know, any possible gun owner out there who've been loyal customers, will have painful results. You can buy a Coleman Coastal Extreme Series Marine Portable Cooler for $63, a RTIC cooler, 45 quarts, for $151, an Igloo 16-quart cooler for $19.97, an Igloo 52-quart cooler for $89. So whether this is a misunderstanding, as Yeti has called it, or a more sinister way to join the other PC companies who sowed their oats, who cares? I don't care. I don't care. Fed-up law-abiding citizens are sending you a message that you're going to be dealt with, and you will pay the price of your folly. You know, the phrase is the straw that breaks the camel's back, which, when you think about it, it's a cumulative thing, isn't it? It's a cumulative injury to have your back broken by a straw. But here you have a perfect example of it. We don't blow away with the wind. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 on the radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Here's the thing about Boyd's. This is the thing about Boyd's. That at first blush you probably are not going to get. Boyd's went out there a long time ago and they figured out one thing. Item number one, well, they weren't making as many gun stocks as they used to. Not really, you know, the workmanship was gone. Not a lot of money was being put into them. And they decided at that point that they would fill that gap. They would fill that hole, that vacuum. And they started looking at things. Now, you know, back in the day, a gun stock was basically a primarily one sort of template, you know, that you might get, and that one template might not be to your liking. And then that one template, well, that was one size fits all from then on. So, they began to look at shapes too. Now, before that, a stock like you could buy as one of their models, that would be considered custom. And that's what you get with them. Everyone is, they're not waiting for you. They don't have a row of the zombie green ones like I like. I like the zombie green. Well, I think I do because I don't know what green really looks like. But, you know, you get the picture. Whatever you got, whatever is going on, they're going to take really good care of you and you're going to have something sort of custom, if you will. Check them out at BoydsGunStocks.com. About 7 days ago, students walked out of schools to rally around what they called common sense gun control. There's a problem, though. Common sense is a phrase, and just putting that phrase in front of something doesn't make it right. Rhetorically, it may sound good. When you frame the argument as saving lives by restricting access to dangerous weapons, how could even I be against that, right? And yet, millions, tens of millions, hundreds, well, let's just stick with 10, well over 100, are against gun control legislation. And, by the way, I'm not a gun-worshipping maniac. Okay? I'm not a maniac of anything. I am a rational person that believes in my right to self-defense and believe owning a gun ensures that right. Now, before, when I was younger, if you wanted to get close to me, well, I could have, you know, fought you on an even keel. But that's a very narrow window of time. And that's only if you're willing to get close enough for me to. And you're willing to fight by the rules, too. That all of that comes into play. But you understand what I'm saying. Guns are equalizers. And, well, gun grabbers don't see it that way. Now, Pew conducted a poll in late February after the tragic mass murder at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School. And they asked Americans, gun owners and non-gun owners alike, their opinions on gun control proposals. And there was some overlap. About 83% of all respondents supported barring gun purchases from individuals on no-fly or watch lists. Because that sounds good. Nearly 90% of both gun owners and non-gun owners support measures restricting gun access from the mentally ill. That should be higher. That should be 100%. That should be 100%. Who are these 10% that doesn't? Now, those proposals have been described as common sense gun control. But this is not the cure-all for gun violence that gun control advocates believe. Those proposals won't even make much of a dent in gun violence statistics, but they will lead to civil liberty violations. Now, the no-fly list is one of the worst civil liberty offenders out there today, known to the English-speaking world. It is a secretive list full of people suspected of being terrorists. As of February 2017, there were 1.6 million people on the list, 16,000 of whom, or whichever you want, they're U.S. citizens. Are you on it? I don't know. Am I on it? I flew recently, so I don't think I'm on it. Jim Garrity, a senior political correspondent of National Review, wrote about the flaws of the no-fly, no-buy proposal in February. If we could be certain that everyone on the no-fly list was a genuine threat to others, there would be a different debate. But the seemingly innocuous proposal of banning gun sales to those on the no-fly list would allow the government to deny your constitutional rights based upon a secret process with little or no independent review of those decisions. And the other problem is once you're on the list, it is incredibly difficult to be removed. Like most government processes, appealing in the situation is going to take forever. And there's no guarantee it would even work to prevent a future mass murder. Omar Mateen was under FBI suspicion for years, but was removed prior to his act of domestic terrorism. Law enforcement, including the FBI, were warned about the Parkland shooter on numerous occasions and failed to act. Relying on a list compiled by the government to keep people safe is not going to work. After Parkland, many lamented the mentally ill can get a hold of guns. Even the president proposed looking at ways to restrict gun access to people with mental illness. But you know what? Nothing had to change because federal law already prevents gun ownership to those who've been committed voluntarily or involuntarily to a mental institution. Some gun control advocates think the federal law doesn't go far enough and have proposed everything from limiting gun access to those who merely seek psychiatric treatment to expanding the definition of mental illness. But then when you consider those policies, you also have to consider how many people this is going to impact. Jacob Sullivan, a senior editor at Reason, wrote, survey data indicate that half of all Americans will qualify for a psychiatric diagnosis at some point in their lives, while a quarter of them due in any given year. Does Governor Rick Scott or Wayne LaPierre think the government should strip 160 million people or even just 80 million people of their Second Amendment rights because their mental illnesses might predispose them to commit mass murder? Now, typically, people with mental illnesses aren't even more likely to commit violent crimes. According to the American Mental Health Counselors Association, which these are the guys that actually look at this, only 3 to 5% of all violence, including firearm violence, is attributable to serious mental illness, which tells you how rare that actually is. The AMHCA also notes that with those with mental illnesses are 12 times more likely to be victimized compared to the overall U.S. population. Policies further limiting gun access to the mentally ill may discourage them from seeking help if they're afraid talking about their illness may cause them to lose their constitutional right. So the gun controllers will tell you that they have the best intentions when they promote common sense gun control. But there's one of two possibilities here when they're proposing this stuff. They either fail to consider the civil liberties they'll be trampling on with their proposals, or they don't care. There can be no other possibility there. So, whichever one it is, neither are acceptable. Laws that stigmatize large swaths of the country without actually protecting anyone are far from common sense. So, getting off that rhetorical tack, if you will, that would go a long way to that conversation you want to have about guns. But you don't really want to have a conversation about guns. I know that. We know that. Everybody knows it. So, if you would, please just drop the pretense, if you would be so kind, because nobody believes you now. You have unmasked yourselves. Common sense dictates self-defense. Coming up next hour, we're going to be joined by Kit Cope from Spikes Tactical. Talk a little bit about this, a little bit about that. How about that? This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com. DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.